Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yes, please.
But I don't know how and I don't know when to open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
George Michael. I don't know that he's ever been the AOTD.
We're back on that again.
Your artist of the day.
Dana.
Don't do it again.
While you were gone, he kept calling it the AOTD.
But your head is such a mess. Oh, I love this song. Do you know what monkey means? Because I thought it meant he had a monkey and whatever. She has this monkey.
No, it's a drug.
It's a drug. I didn't know that in high school.
Monkey means addiction.
I didn't know that. Do you want your monkey or do you want me? I thought she had a monkey like Bubbles. I didn't know.
Oh, God.
I would want the monkey. I'm sorry.
You've never heard the term monkey on your back?
Why?
Rod, get in. Do not
leave
me alone.
Do you love the monkey or do you love me?
Do you love your addiction or do you love me?
Well, in high school, I thought it was about a monkey.
Why can't you let your monkey free?
Because he'd go roaming around and people would be like, there's a monkey walking down the street.
Wait.
Super awkward.
Listen to the lyrics. Always giving into it. Do you love the monkey or do you love me?
Well, yeah, now I get it. I'm telling you, when I was like 16,
oh
I thought it was
God.
About a pet monkey.
It makes sense.
Anyway, I love
and when
George
he's saying
Michael.
I want your sex, like I want your
no,
gender.
No, I knew what that meant.
I want to be a boy.
I knew
but
what
I'm
that
not,
meant.
And I'm a girl.
I knew what that meant. It's not the monkey one.
Monkey means
got it.
Addiction.
I got it.
Monkey on your back.
Got it.
Okay.
What are you doing to me?
Friday.
Oh, I love a song.
Friday?
Friday. Piano and a microphone.
Wait.
1983.
It comes out.
It's a 35-year-old cassette. Prince recorded of himself playing piano and singing at his home studio in Minnesota.
Is this from it?
No.
Oh, I love this song.
Because this is the live version of Nothing Compares to You, which is on his greatest hits record that came out in 1993.
Among the songs on it, 17 Days.
17 Days. By the way, 17 Days was the B-side for either When Doves Cry. It was for the B-side for When Doves Cry. 17 Days is a great song that should have been on Purple Rain.
Purple Rain is on there.
Oh.
Joni Mitchell's A Case of You.
Okay.
International Lover.
From the album 1999.
And Strange Relationship.
From the album Sign of the Times.
Also going to be Mary, Don't You Weep, which is what's in the new Black Klansman movie
that came out.
Mm-hmm. So, those will all be available
for
you.
I am going to say something that is blasphemy on this program.
If it's about Prince and it's not good, don't do it.
Say it.
Chris Stapleton's version of Nothing Compares to You slays me. It just knocks me over. I'm not saying it's better per se, but if you haven't heard it, it is unbelievable.
Listen to this. Rod's getting Chris Stapleton's version up. Listen to this. This is 17 Days by Prince. It was a B-side on the When Doves Cry single. Tell me this doesn't belong on Purple Rain. This is a hit. I would have kicked out Computer Blue. I would have kicked out Computer Blue or The Beautiful Ones for this song on that album. And yes, I'm a Prince fanatic, that I can do that. I mean, come on, this is a great song.
Okay, okay.
How does that not end up on the Purple Rain album? Kick off the Beautiful Ones, kick off Computer Blue. Goodbye. Those songs are half-assed anyway.
Well, when they re-release it, you can just tell them that
there you
what
go.
Needs to happen.
Rod, can you play me?
So I found the Stapleton thing. This was right after Prince passed away. And this was...
You're going to make me cry, man.
It was just a live show they did. And the only recording of it that I have ever found is like cell phone recording. And it's pretty decent recording, but here.
Okay.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
Damn, why is the hair on my arm standing up?
That man is good.
Give me some more. Give me some more.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. But nothing can take away the blues. But nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
That is phone quality. Imagine what he could do in studio.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Oh, man, oh, my God, I have goosebumps.
What's funny is after hearing that, all I can think is, hey, will you record Purple Rain, please?
Please record it.
Yeah.
Please record Purple Rain, like the whole album.
It just gives me goosebumps every single time I hear it. I'm trying to remember where I heard it the first time, because you're right. It was not commercially produced, but he just has that powerful voice
and that raspiness with it
kills me.
It's
with
so
the
good.
Raspy.
So anyway, the new Prince album comes out when? This Friday?
It's this Friday. Yep.
Okay.
You're gonna love it.
Oh, you're gonna love
feeling.
That. Hang on. I'm gonna see if there's. You said that they redid "Strange Relationship." Is that right?
Yeah. It's one of the songs that's on this.
Strange tape. Relationship. I mean, wasn't even a hit. What's the album called?
Piano and a Microphone, Piano. 1983.
Okay. So he recorded, he actually wrote Strange Relationship in 1983, didn't record it until 1987. That makes sense.
I just love the fact that it's from a cassette.
Here we go. Here's
right.
Like, exactly.
I got Mary, Don't You Weep. This is off the new album. I think we played this a couple months ago when it was first announced that... I'm buying it.
And I got a concert for you to go to, too.
Oh.
November 24th, I believe. Yeah. So right around Thanksgiving. Get this on your calendar. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet.
Rod, we have talked about this for years.
Still the same. Yeah.
Rod, we have talked about going to see Bob Seger for years.
Bob Seger.
This is the Traveling Man Tour.
Really like to see that show.
Okay.
His final tour.
Well, Kiss said that, too, about 20 years ago.
Well, yeah. Okay, previously scheduled for October 14th.
Yeah, he had to cancel.
Rescheduled for November 24th.
October 14th of last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. He canceled the Runaway Train Tour last year because...
He wasn't feeling well.
Right, something like
that. Yeah.
Back surgery.
All right, so wait. Give me some Bobby Seger. Give me in the mood. He's coming when?
November 24th.
November 24th.
Most expensive ticket you can buy is $125.
That's not bad.
Like, the bad seats are $50.
We're all going.
I would absolutely.
Cats is going. Hey. You're not going.
No, I'm not totally not going.
I love this song.
All right, Rod, you and Tabitha, I will buy both of your tickets.
Dude, that would be awesome. I would greatly.
You and Kent's are on your own, but we'll sit together. I'll buy Kelly's and mine, yours and Tabitha. You and I are going to see Bobby Seger.
Every time you play, it's the best.
Ooh, it's a Saturday. It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
It gets better by the minute. Rod and I have talked about going to see Bobby Seger. Neither one of us have ever seen Bobby Seger.
Are you calling him Bobby because you feel like you're bros?
Yeah, we're kind of bros. Rod, how long have you and I talked about going to see Bob Seger? Like five years?
Yeah, forever. I've always been a huge fan. It's like one of those.
Never seen him.
When I was a kid, because of the times and all that stuff, you couldn't change the station three times without hitting a Bob Seger song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, Bob Seger was awesome.
You and Kent are welcome to join us.
I forgot about Down on Main Street.
Oh. No, Bobby Seger is like a hit machine.
Scott did not want to hear Like a Rock, though, earlier. But I think
it's overplayed and it's
Chevy
really
commercial.
The Chevy commercial. I mean, they ruined it.
Still, you're telling me you have to go. Before you leave, there's something you should know. Yeah, something you should know, babe. Cause now I'm sick of what's wrong and what's right. We never even said a word, we just walked out and got on that bike. And we roll. And we roll clean out of sight. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues.
I got you. I'm gonna raise you here. Hang on now.
Trying to make some.
We haven't done one of these in a while. Hang on. I'm raising it right now. Come on, raise me.
You can't beat that one. You can't raise that one.
She's a lady through and through.
Oh, that's a good one. I know it's a Chevy commercial or whatever, but I'm raising you right now, brother. I was 17, I didn't have a care. God, is this solo like forever?
I don't know.
Here it is. Listen. Shh.
I sit and I wonder sometimes where they've gone. And sometimes later.
Oh, Rod, we are so there. Date again, November 24th.
November 24th, tickets go on sale.
Sprint
Center.
Of course,
yep.
Sprint.
Tickets go on sale next week.
Right on.
On the 28th.
We will see you at Bobby Seger November 24th. She's stepping right on time.
Pick on the street lights. Man, winter is coming. Call my folks at Seal Once KC now and have them come out, permanently protect and seal and beautify all of those high ticket areas of the outside of your home. Think about your deck, your driveway, your big privacy fence. Let their experienced team come out. They will clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear penetrating permanent sealant. Can you imagine the cost of replacing that stuff? They help eliminate those worries because they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration at Seal Once KC. Then move inside. Think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. They got you covered there. Put that polymer coating down on your basement floor. Don't ever go with carpet again. If you have teenagers or pets, you're going to love the way it looks. All of the restaurants around town have it. Just look down the next time you're in a restaurant. That's what it looks like. And they do it because it's so easy to keep clean and it looks great. Best thing we did in our basement, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. Call them today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. Get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong. Like a rock,
I have a grievance before we get to Friday. Didn't have a kid. And I put it on Facebook and everyone replied, which makes me think everyone's dealing with the same thing.
It's Tuesday.
I know, and I cannot wait until Friday. And as soon as I tell you what it is, you're going to agree with me and go, yep. Have you noticed in the last 2 to 4 weeks the amount of crap spam phone calls coming to your cell phone has exploded?
Do not hang up. This involves your credit. Your credit is not in jeopardy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do not hang up. Stand by.
So.
Yes. It's out of control. I told you, I'm getting calls from Williamsburg, Kansas.
Okay, so listen.
Population 200.
I put mine. This keeps happening, and I looked down the first time it happened, and I fell for it. And here's what I think. I think if you fall for it once, they somehow think, oh, she's going to pick up the phone, so we'll keep calling. All of mine are now coming from Jersey City,
oh, my
New
God.
Jersey.
Hang on, wait, I did too.
And on Facebook today, one of our listeners said, yes. What is the deal with Jersey City, New Jersey? And they're leaving messages. Did you get a voicemail? I did.
No, I got one from... well, that's my cousin. Never mind. Where is it in here? Kirkland, Washington?
Okay.
I don't know anybody there. Auburn, California? I don't know anybody there.
Now, I block every single time. Block caller, block caller, block caller.
It Hempstead,
keeps
New York.
Happening. Beaverton, Oregon. Did you get one of those?
No, I haven't got one from there.
And so as I am screaming about this, on Facebook, because I don't understand why it's gotten so much worse in the last few weeks, someone says to me, and this is in tandem with a story that we're going to share with you here.
St. Clair, Missouri? I don't know anybody there.
Here's the problem with these spam calls, Scott. If someone actually had an emergency in St. Clair, Missouri, and needed me immediately, something with the kids, like I hit the you-know-what button every single time because I don't believe any of these calls are real anymore.
Listen to this. Spam calls have become obnoxious as of late for many people. This is from a writer with PR Newswire, myself included, and it looks like they are only going to get worse. First Orion Corporation, which provides spam call filters to carriers, estimates that 45% of all calls starting next year, 45%, of every call you receive will be spam. Roughly half of every time your phone rings, it's going to be spam.
Now, I have two questions. Where are the lawmakers? Or another way to say that, is that lobby so powerful the lawmakers don't care? Because there is something in the water. In the last month, at least with my phone, and we have AT&T, if that matters, where it has gone through the roof. And we have a listener who overnight put on my Facebook page, Kara, there's something called Truecaller, T-R-U, C-A-L-L-E-R. Okay? They recognize and block spam calls. He says, you're doing it the hard way. Try Truecaller. It works pretty well. They have over 1 million downloads and pretty good reviews. Hmm. I am desperate to try anything to get it to stop. My son was in the car with me
today.
It's
out of control.
His phone rang 3 times.
Do not hang up. Your credit is not in jeopardy.
We're even getting them in the newsroom. Like, on our recording lines, we're getting those
and
calls.
How
does it even
someone
see,
is selling
insane.
Those phone numbers, Kara?
And I always push one so that I can talk to them. And you have to be really quick. You have to go, hi, cut me out of here.
And then they say a bad word and they hang up on you.
I've had people say, go F yourself. Literally, I say.
So did Chris.
I appreciate
so did Chris.
I said, wow. This is what I said to one guy. I said, I appreciate the call. I want off the list. He goes, go F yourself.
Yeah, but in all fairness, don't you get that a lot?
Yeah.
But it's the third time
but
that
But the problem was, I'm normally a pretty mild-mannered guy, and I exploded. I'm like, you go F yourself, you jerk! And then he just clicked.
I thought that was the call where you kind of lost your mind.
So yeah. I'm gonna look up Truecaller. We're going to discuss this when we come back. If you have another thing that works, please tell us what that is on the text line.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markson.
The president demanding total transparency. That's next.
I'll tell you the one of the top things I missed the most when we were out of town was not just my bed, but my Brooklinen sheets. You know, when you're on vacation, the bed just isn't your bed. The sheets aren't your sheets. And man, when you go to brooklinen.com and have those luxurious sheets delivered to your door without the luxury price, you will grow to miss those when you are not home. They feel so good. I sleep better. I feel better with those Brooklinen sheets on my bed, and you are going to love them too.
Founded in April 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich, they had a really simple philosophy. Offer the most beautiful, most comfortable home essentials without the crazy prices. Our Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets we've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. They're so confident, they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code KMBZ at Brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KMBZ. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
2:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. President Trump making his first public comments since ordering the declassification of secret documents related to the Russia investigation today said that his order was based on a request from lawmakers on the House Intel and Oversight Committee and in the interest of, quote, total transparency.
Things that have been found over the last couple of weeks about text messages back and forth are a disgrace to our nation. And I want transparency, and so does everybody else.
The documents include portions of a warrant application for surveillance of members of the Trump campaign, as well as unredacted text messages from former FBI Director James Comey, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and former FBI Agent Peter Strzok, and others. An all-girls school will open next fall in the historic Northeast. The State Board of Education today approved the charter for the Kansas City Girls Preparatory Academy. It was the final regulatory hurdle for the school. Now they just need to find a location. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
We have the summertime heat and humidity sticking around Kansas City a tad bit longer. Strong front coming our way by Thursday late day. Sunny conditions for the afternoon are high up to 90 with a heat index value as high as 96. Clear for tonight, a low 75, and sunny and low 90s again for tomorrow. Sunny with an increasing south to southwesterly wind by Thursday, the high 90. Late day into Thursday night, we're ramping up our chances for showers and a few stronger thunderstorms. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
We have a few pop-up storms right now, including one north of the airport. It is 92 right now at KCI, 92 in Lee's Summit, 92 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1, KMBZ.
Got it figured out.
So I'm trying to figure out the best way.
Whatever it is, I want these people to leave me alone. They're driving me crazy.
Okay, the first thing, and this is from the Detroit Free Press, it says check with your provider, and people are echoing this on the text line.
Okay.
Many providers have tools that will help you stop unwanted calls. AT&T, for example, has a call protect service that automatically helps block suspected scams and fraudulent calls.
Okay, that's what Kelly and I have.
Okay, but do you have call protect?
I have no idea.
I don't know how to do that, but I'll figure it out. Verizon has a caller ID app that will help you, and I'm sure Sprint has one.
But Dana, the way these telemarketers have tricked us is they're using local numbers now.
Right.
Like Williamsburg, Kansas. I swear to God, it's in like Franklin County or something, population 20 or something ridiculous. But I got a call the other day from, hang on, I'll look it up. Williamsburg, Kansas. I mean, are you telling me, A, that they have a call center there? Of course they don't. Williamsburg, Kansas.
Oh, there's no way.
No. Population 384.
Maybe they all work at
It's in Franklin County.
Somebody said Truecaller shows you the top scammers in your area and allows you to block them before they get to you. Now, that takes an extra step. One of the top-rated free call-blocking apps is Mr. Number. And listen to this, Scott. It uses a crowd-sourced database that you can consult at any time. So here's what it does.
Speak English. That doesn't make sense.
Somehow your phone and the numbers coming into it go into some database where they will say, this is fake. This one's fake. New Jersey City, New Jersey's fake. Beaverton, Oregon's fake. And then it blocks those calls from coming in based on the aggregate of the people saying this is fake.
Okay, how do we sign up for these things?
Let's say I'm
on AT&T. I have AT&T.
Okay.
How do I sign up to block this?
If you go to the App Store, I'm doing this right now, type in Call Protect and see what happens. And like, oh, poor Steve.
We'll get to him in just a second.
Yeah, Call Protect. Let me see if that works. Because some of these are going to cost and some of them aren't. I'd rather have the free one if I can help it. You know what I mean? There's True Spam. There's AT&T Call Protect. It's right there. It's the second one. True Caller is the third listed. I'm getting them both. Yep. Just go to the App Store, people. Go to the App Store. You will get results.
Well, I'm not seeing it. Oh, crap. I just signed up.
All you have to do is accept the terms and conditions, and I'm in. Now, we will come back in a week. Let's give it a week or next Monday and Tuesday and say, have the calls stopped.
Okay. You're going to have to look for Call Protect on here because I can't find it.
I'll be fine.
Let's go to Cindy in Excelsior Springs. Cindy, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. I love your show for one.
Oh, God.
Yes. So on an everyday basis, I have Verizon and I have a Verizon app that actually the calls come in and it says spam on it.
Good.
So it says the spam number. I get one every day from Texas, and I don't answer it, but it leaves me a voicemail, and it says it's their IRS saying that I owe all this money. If you don't pay now, da da da. So I literally called them back here about a week ago, and like I said, I'm not a precious person whatsoever, but when the guy answered the phone, he was foreign where I couldn't hardly understand.
They're clearly, I believe, to be Indian, Cindy.
Yes,
I believe.
Yes. And he goes, IRS, can I help you? And I said, IRS, can I help you? I said, IRS don't answer phone like that, for one. I said, you call my number again, there's going to be a problem.
Click.
And they keep calling my number.
But did they hang up before you could finish that sentence?
Yes.
Of course. You know why? Yes. As long as they don't hear you say that, technically, they can call you back.
And if they have to deal with, like, government, though, with IRS and them trying to take people's money as well, you know, some of them calls that I get, like, are you in hurt? Are you in pain or whatever? I hang up on those. But when it has to deal with, like, IRS and government and that kind of thing, you think there should be some kind of fine to find out if the people are doing this and find them.
But how do you find somebody who is based in New Delhi, India? You can't find them.
Well, the mine pops up is Texas.
I know. They're using lines.
Oh, they're using different lines? Yeah.
Cindy, yeah. Cindy, I'm getting calls from Williamsburg, Kansas.
Well, it's not really originating from Williamsburg.
No, of course
so listen
not.
To this. According to a study by Mind Commerce, which is a research company that specializes in phone systems, the carrier's systems to block these are able to successfully notify customers of calls that are problematic. Verizon's service did the best job succeeding at blocking these calls 93% of the time. T-Mobile service accurately alerted its customers 90% of the time. AT&T's service was accurate 86% of the time.
I just uploaded the app, by the way.
Yeah, I'm doing it now. And Sprint and U.S. Cellular have systems similar to Verizon, so they were excluded from the study. AT&T's basic service is free, and you have to enable it to use it.
I did.
But for $4 a month, you can get Call Protect Plus, which the company says is more robust and includes automatic fraud blocking. Now, for me, $4 a month is absolutely worth it.
For what I pay for cell phone service, that ought to be free. Give me, so for $4 more a month,
what you're missing,
you're going to really protect me as opposed to sort of protect
what
me?
What you're missing is
jerks.
This, Scott. Isn't someone selling the database information?
Yes.
Isn't someone selling the numbers?
Yes. How else do you think they get them? But AT&T, memo, and I got no, well, I do. Actually, they are a client. Never mind. I'm going to be quiet. Dave in Liberty. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
I got the ultimate last night, and it was from Donald J. Trump.
I'm sorry?
I don't know how they got that on their ID, but it came in at 8 o'clock last night over my AT&T cable. I was watching television.
And did the president have to say to you?
The president did not leave a message because he knows better than to call me when he did. But, can I tell you what I think this comes from? Never had these difficulties until they started subcontracting customer service to India. I believe that the same people that handle our customer service calls through Sprint, AT&T, Verizon, are the same people who are taking the information that they have in their databases on their computers, and they are turning around and they are using it against us. And one of the reasons I think that is because I got one of those mailings that wanted ransom from my email. And it had my Sprint password that is the only password that I use is for that Sprint account.
Huh.
So it wasn't like they had pulled it off my computer somewhere because I don't use that particular password, only on my Sprint account.
Let me ask you this real quick, Dave. Did you get a screenshot of the Donald J. Trump call coming in? Did you screenshot it?
Yes, I should. Yeah. I've got that because I can go back on AT&T and go through the call log.
Will you email that to me? Because it's funny, and I'd love to throw it out there and tell people how they can stop the calls from coming in.
Oh, most certainly. Yes.
Okay, just hold, and Rod's going to tell you how to get a hold of me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Be good, man. Let's go to Ashley in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm going to get, people are going to be skeptical, but those people, the spam callers, have actually blocked me at this point, which I'm kind of sad about. I kind of missed their calls because I made a game out of it. You have to beat the player at their own game. So, one time they called me in, they said, you've won this amazing package for whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, but I can't talk to you until you tell me if you believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And they kind of laughed, and then he said, well, I want to talk about the package. I said, that is fine, and I am very excited, but I have to know if you believe in our Lord and Savior. And he hung up on me.
Aww.
And then other times they call, and I'm like, I was at an airport once and they called and I said, I am in an airport and you are calling trying to sell me drugs. What is your name, sir? and they hung up on me then. And I haven't heard from them in months. And I'm kind of sad because I had fun with it.
Okay, but Ashley, here's a big but. One of the biggest tips that I'm seeing online in the they list five things you can do to block robocalls. Mm-hmm. The number one thing it says is don't answer. Because when you answer... they think that is a valid number, and then I think they're selling it to 100 other people, and that's why it's getting worse.
Yeah, but if you don't answer your voicemail answers anyway, so they validate the number. You have to answer.
Good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to get on their blocked list. They have blocked me. I haven't gotten a call in months and months, and I used to get them a couple times a day.
All right, so give the good people of Kansas City one more tip on how do you make sure you get on their block list?
You have to be serious, but make them mad. Like another time they called.
Just give it, Ashley. Just give it to me about Jesus.
Yeah. I said you have to tell me if you believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ before I can talk to you.
Five, seven, six, seven, seven, nine, eight.
Dana right here for Dr. Tague and the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. Go see Dr. Tague. If you want to lose 10 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds or more, try medically managed weight loss. Dr. Tague, his amazing staff are there to get to the bottom of your health struggle, your metabolism struggle. Is it a vitamin deficiency? Is it a thyroid problem? They will help you with a medically managed weight loss program tailored just for you. Your plan will be different than your girlfriend's or your buddy. Your plan will be different than mine because we're all different, right? We're all different in this struggle together. Give Dr. Tague a call. See what he can do for you. That consultation is free. You know, I have a girlfriend down more than 50 pounds since she went in for that consultation. 913-814-8222, 814-8222, or TagueNutrition.com. You tell him Dana sent you.
Basically saying, come next year, 45% of all calls that you get will be spam. Yes.
See, when I first saw that headline, I thought, you know, there's going to be a dot, dot, dot. But
no.
Lawmakers are working hard to stop it.
Right now, 30% of all calls you get are spam. Next year, it'll be 45%.
Unbelievable.
Travis in KCK. Hello, Travis.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Doing well, man.
Hi.
Thanks.
Hi, Dana.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, no, so what happened was I got a call. I kept getting it from, like, Fort Worth, Texas. Showed up on my cell phone. So I let it ring a couple days in a row. Finally, I had enough of it, and I called it back. Finally, nobody answered, of course. I got an actual answering machine. Couldn't make out what it was saying. I think it was just a generic recording. And so I left a pretty good detailed with some choice words and what I thought of them for calling me every day, and told them that they needed to bleep this, bleep that, and take me, remove me from their call list. And right about that time, a guy picks it up with a very Texas accent. Come to find out, he was a good old boy, and we talked. He chewed me out for a little bit. I chewed him. He explained to me that he had originally, about a month earlier, that spam company or that telemarketer called, he chewed them out. So what they did was they took his home phone number, added it to their trunk line, and that call originating with his phone number.
Oh no.
He told me, we talked for about 15 minutes. I apologize for, you know, my part of it. He said he apologized too, but he has nothing to do with it. He called the phone company. He said they can't even trace it back to where it's coming from.
Really?
Yes.
So they somehow sabotaged his phone line.
They took his home landline and added it to their trunk line, so when it on the caller ID, his number, somewhere in Fort Worth, and they were using that. And so basically, if you do upset these spam guys, they will take your number and add it to that. And that might be also a way, like, got one from, what was that little town you said?
Right.
Yeah. Williamsburg, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's probably somebody they grabbed the number of.
That person might have set them and really kicked them off, and they said, you know what, we're just going to pay them back. And so we took the phone number, added it to the trunk line, and now, you know, I've gotten calls from Axon. My phone's from Axon, and I've gotten calls from there. I'm like, I don't know this person. I'm not answering. And sure enough, they're calling from random numbers.
Well, and they know Travis, especially if you're a parent. If I get a 913 that I don't recognize...
Do you answer it?
My first thought is, what if this is one of the kids calling on a friend's phone?
I don't answer it. I figure... Jim in Carrollton. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Scott. Dana, hey. How are y'all?
We're doing well, man. Thanks.
Hey, I was telling Ron, I just got one about 45 minutes ago now from the Carroll County Circuit Clerk's Office.
What'd they want?
So, well, here's the thing. They didn't leave a message, and so I let it go because I don't talk to anybody, especially because of all this nonsense going on. So I called them back because I knew all three of the girls up there in that office. I called them back. And she said, no, we didn't try to call you. And while I was on the phone with her, I get an incoming call. My caller ID shows it's the circuit clerk's office calling again.
Huh.
No kidding.
And I let them know that somebody was trying to scam them. And then I called the sheriff's office and gave them all the info. Because he did leave a message. Left his name.
What'd he say?
Well, he said that his name was... Dale Martin, and he was a process server in Carroll County. Well, I know all the process servers in Carroll County. It's called the Sheriff's Department. And he had been by my house and gave the address and said it was close to a highway that I've never even heard of, which so I knew it was wrong, and that if I want to resolve this issue before it goes to court, he can call me back. So I said, okay. So I let the sheriff know, and they're going to handle it. But this, the best thing is, I know who's going to call me. Even if it's a local number and I haven't called them, I'm not going to answer it. I'll just let it go to voicemail. And I think if it's something important, they'll leave a message and I'll get back to them. If not, don't answer them.
But if you don't, then it goes to your voicemail, then they still know it's an active line, don't they, Jim?
Sure, but who cares?
Okay.
If they want to talk to my voicemail, knock themselves out.
Okay. I love you people. Let's get to the newsroom here as Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, Kansas Cityans have another chance to weigh in on the designs for the new airport. That's next.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You know, I told you a while back, we sat down and actually went through the design process, and that was so much fun. And my piece is almost ready. I cannot wait. I'm doing a mother's ring. I wanted something to represent the kids. And, this is what's cool about it is you will not find anything like this in the stores. I sat down with Scott and Steve. We designed something actually on a sheet of paper and kind of tweaked it. And they made some adjustments. And it's almost ready. And if you're looking for an engagement ring, a wedding set, necklace, diamond bracelet, earrings, doesn't matter. They will design something for you and sell it directly to you. Remember, they are wholesalers, and those wholesale prices in fine jewelry will not be beat. I've always said, you can price them first, you can price them last. It does not matter. When you shop the wholesale route, if you've never done it before, trust me when I say it, you are going to save. In most cases, it's about half the price. 913-660-9609 by private appointment only. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com. You tell Scott and Steve, Dana sent you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.